Now, did she at some point in the last few weeks talk to you about what happened with the study? The fact that things changed, sort of?
Yes. Actually, she called me last Thursday, and I was, like, scared. Oh, my God. Something happened with my exams, or, you know, I'm always, like, scared, you know, bad news, you know. And she called me, and she said, oh, I want to talk to you. Something really great happened. And she explained me. She said that the study was stopped, you know, because they conclude that the Herceptin is really good for the study, that is giving excellent results, like more than the 50%. And actually she said, did you hear in the news and the newspaper? And I said, I was really very busy last week. And she said, I was so surprised because you're always involved with everything. But the same day I went to the internet and did the research and yeah, and confirmed everything that she said. And that Thursday she said, why don't, you know, to come and have the interview. And yeah, she said that the study was stopped, but they were not getting more patients because they already know the results of the program. And that was great news for me. And really that gave me like a lot of happiness that day, because it's like more hope, not only for me, but for the rest of the patients, you know.
So now you know that you're going to get a treatment that really helps.
Oh, yes, yeah. My personal experience is that I will recommend with all my heart to go on a trial, you know, especially if the medicine is not like a new one. You feel more scared if it's a new medicine. Dr. Franco, she explained to me that that medicine was being used for many years. It's not that they're trying the new medicine, it's they're trying a new way to apply for early stage cancer like mine, you know. And I would recommend 100% because I think that we have to contribute. I am a kind of person that I want to contribute to science, to other patients, not only on thinking on my own health, you know. I think it's very important to, if we don't have people participating in these trials, how could we know what's good or what's possible and what's not possible? So I honestly can recommend to any person to participate.